Gute Siche ist Chelik Chabbeis, Parsha Kedoshim, Siche Aleph. In Pasuk, V'chisa voyu ol oros unetatem, v'goymer v'araltem, and the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, which talks about the laws of Orla, meaning the first 3 years of a tree's, that you're not allowed to eat the fruits. So the Pasuk says, when you will come to the land of Israel, unetatem, and you will plant, and so on, v'araltem, and you shall exclude, meaning the clear, unaccessible, meaning that you're not allowed to eat it, period, the fruits of the tree, shalosh shanim yir l'chamareilim, for 3 years it shall be for you off limits, lo ye'ochel, not to be eaten. Shtotzach Rashi of the Verter, so Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk, shalosh shanim yir l'chamareilim, for 3 years they shall be off limits to you. When his mefarish, he explains, me'ema say mayna, when does he start counting the 3 years? Mishasna tiyase, from the time of planting the tree. That starts the 3 years. 3 years later, you can start eating. If 4 years later, you can take it to Yerushalayim. The fifth year, you can start eating your fruit freely, without any restriction. Learn the Mefarshim. Mefarshim, the commentaries explain about this Rashi. As the mitmeid Rashi bavarana, that what is Rashi trying to say here? He's trying to questions about the Pasuk. As the minyan for the Shalosh Shanim is nishmishah she'oisa pri. That when the counting of the 3 years does not begin from when it starts producing fruit, which is not necessarily the first year since planting, nor mishas in tiyase, but you start counting from the time when you planted it. 3 years later, only for 3 years are they non-kosher, and after that starts the more detailed law on the fourth. During the fourth year, the 4th year's fruits have to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. And the 5th year, as I said, is eaten freely without restriction. When does lent men up, how do we know that it starts from the time of planting? Does lent men up from the word unetatem, we learn it from the word in the pasuk which says unetatem, and you will plant a tree. Leima, this tells us the mishas natiya meinim, that we begin to count the 3 years from the planting of the tree. Dafen fashtein, so we have to understand. First of all, oib de ganza hechrich. If the proof for this, that you start counting from the planting, is from vortnatatem, is from the word in the pasuk which says, and you will plant trees. Rashi should have quoted this word. If this is the basis of what he's saying, he should have, of course, quoted that word. In the Ramaschal, in the pull quote, the quote that he pulls from the pasuk. The shaila is noch starke, and the question is even more pronounced. The mocker from the pirush is from Teirus Kayanim. The source of Rashi's what Rashi says here comes from Teirus Kayanim. Und dorten bringt sich taket the limud, and over there in Teirus Kayanim, where does Teirus Kayanim base the teaching on? Behem shuchse the drashes ifenetatem, on the word unetatem. That's where the Teirus Kayanim teaches this law that it starts from the planting. Yet Rashi, but Rashi is Mishana from Teirus Kayanim. Rashi changes it from the way the Teirus Kayanim presents it, and he says it on the words Shalosh Shanim Yir L'Chamareilim, that for 3 years they shall be off limits. Umbrengtes Oiv Deverte Shalosh Shanim Yir L'Chamareilim, und the month in Gansanish doesn't even mention the word Unetatem. Doesn't even mention the word Unetatem. Why would he do that? Another thing that we have to understand, on the word unetatem, without the word unetatem, which Rashi leaves out of this whole discussion, from vand veismim bepshudish l'mikra, how do we indeed know from the direct meaning of the psukim, as the adosiz mishas intiyasi, how do we know that it means from the planting, unish piriya gimel shanim, and not. The other way that we could interpret this is, it says, 3 years of the fruit shall be off limits. Maybe it means from when it starts producing fruit. That's also in the pasuk. And that should be interpreted that drayor from Peter's vax, 3 years of growth of fruit. So how could Rashi leave out the word in the tatem? It just re-emphasizes that question. without that word, you have no proof that it means from the time of planting. It's just as easily interpreted as meaning from when it starts producing fruit, the third year of fruit production. So how could Rashi leave out that word if that's the whole basis of the proof? A third thing, what is the arichus in Rashi? Why does Rashi talks in, say it in such so many words? Saiba atokavim pasuk, both in the number of words that he quotes from the pasuk, which he the whole period shalosh sanat period shalosh shanim yilachem areilim. That's a long quote. And then also in his commentary, Saiba l'shoinim me'emes emaneloi. Also when he's saying it, he introduces a question: from when do you start counting? Erod Gitav Tzogim Bekitzer. He could have said it much more briefly. Shalosh Shanim. He could have quoted from the pasuk 3 years and then explained Mishas Netiyase from the time of planting. That would have been enough. Why does he quote all those words from the pasuk and then ask the question: from when do you start counting? And he tells you from the time of the planting. In and although it's true that this is how the Teiris Kainim presents it, the way the Rashi presents it, is of a vigaret kamapam, but as we discussed many times, nishtin yonashol Rashi bepirusha al Teira, Rashi's approach to his commentary in Teira is not to matik zayn drashas razal b'loshoine, to quote those things that our sages told us in their exact, the way they worded it. He doesn't do that. Thus the far is Rashi oft momashana, and therefore Rashi often changes the wording of what he quotes from Teiris Kainim or other sources. Upshita mashbit, certainly that he leaves out some of the things that the Drashas Razal say, because it's not germane to the Pshutoshol Mikra. They say it because they're expounding a medrash, or they're giving a halacha, or whatever it is. But Pshutoshol Mikra doesn't need all that, so Rashi leaves out some of it, and even changes the wording from the way a medrash would say it. Behesim some Peter Shakaz about Pshutin Shalmikra, because he tailors the words to what it should be in the simple, direct understanding of the psukim. So therefore, it's not enough of an answer to say, well, that's how the Teiris Kainim says it. So Rashi follows the Teiris Kainim, because he often changes it. If it's not necessary, why does he have to say it the way the Teiris Kainim said it? Base the beer and them. So the explanation of this is Rashi bepashtus arda the arichus loshen in pasuk. What's bothering Rashi here is why the pasuk says so many words. Shalosh shanim yilachem areilim, for 3 years they shall be off limits. Eshteitach shem frier varaltem er losay espiryei. The pasuk just before said already, and you shall declare off limits the fruits. Of course, it means only for 3 years. Hein favos chazetibet the pasuk noch amol divertes, and then why does the pasuk say again yilachem areilim? It shall be for you off limits. If he said for three, he could have said unzaknus v'kitzer. The pasuk simply should have said it this way: va'aral temer losay, you shall declare off limits as piryoy, its fruits shalosh shana, for 3 years. Why does he have to repeat again the words? Yilachem areilim, they shall be off limits. Nemt Rashi defunarui. So from this, the extra wording in the pasuk, Rashi takes from this the following: as in Orla zanefran tzvein yonim, that there are two aspects to Orla. Orla meaning the law that you're not allowed to eat the first 3 years of the fruits. First of all, on the one hand, you have the isur fun Orla efen eitz va'peiris chefze. There is the prohibition that is attached to the tree during the first 3 years, and the fruits which come from the tree. In other words, the isur, the prohibition, is attached to the entity of the fruits. The fruits become prohibited. What's called in the Talmudic discussion, cheftza. The aral temer losi es piryei, as the pasuk says, and you shall declare off limits the fruits. The pasuk says the fruits shall be declared off limits, milahanus mena, from having any benefit from them. It's not just that you're not allowed to eat them, you can't have any benefit from them. Then there's another aspect to Arla, which is the minyan from the shalosh shanim, that there is a a concept, a need for one to count the 3 years. You have to keep track of the 3 years. Adin oifn adam, which is who has to count the 3 years? The person that owns the trees. He has to count, keep track of the 3 years. Shalushanim yilacham arena. For 3 years, they shall be to you off limits. In other words, this is a mitzvah that pertains to the person, not to the object, not to the fruits. This is a mitzvah or the prohibition that involves the person and his approach to it. I have to keep track of 3 years, and for those 3 years, I'm not allowed to eat from those fruits. We'll explain the difference. What's the difference if we look at it this way or that way soon? Und das meint Rashi mit seiner Riches Aloshen. That's what Rashi means by saying these words. Me'ema say moinaloi. When does he count? Start counting. Mishas nitiyosei, from the time of the planting. Because he's trying to point out, as dav zayin moinaloi, there is an involvement on the part of the person. He has to be keeping track. Der adam tzel d'shalushanim, and the person counts and keeps track of the 3 years. Und bibal d'minyan is lochem. And since the counting is something that pertains to the person, is mistaber, so it's logical to say, the shalosh shanim, that when does the 3 year period begin? Rechen sich nicht von wenn der Eitz ist eisapet, is not when the tree is ready to produce fruit, nor from pu'ulus ha'adam. We start counting from when the person did his work, which is the planting of the tree. So since this is a mitzvah directed to the person, you shall count 3 years. From when? From when you did the work. You planted a tree, start counting 3 years. Unatatem, so it's learned from the word unatatem. From when, hot eingepflanzt the maize, from when he planted the tree. So since there are two ways of looking at it, Rashi says there is an aspect which is you need to be counting, that's what it you need to keep track. Therefore, it stands to reason that when should you start keeping track? From when you planted it, from when you did your work. So therefore, now we can see a difference between looking at it this way or that way. Since the counting from, the reason that we count from the time of planting is because this is something that pertains to the person as opposed to the fruit being prohibited. Therefore, it would seem as the shalosh shanim from netiyah veren gerechen nicht leuten eitz nor leuten adam lachem, that the 3 years is not from the when the tree starts producing, but rather from when the person planted the tree. The chiluk tishin de tzveifan, the difference between these two approaches. Tzimerechen the shalosh shanim leuten eitz, whether we count the 3 years from the as far as the tree is concerned, meaning to say it pertains to the tree, which means it pertains to the fruit, which means that from when it produces fruit. Other leuten netiyas adam, or we look at when the person planted it, is in fal v'mepflanzt ein atzvaig von aboim. That would pertain to the following case. If a person planted a tree, and it's now 20 years old, a tree, well past the orla problem. Now he cuts off a branch from that tree, and he replants that branch in the ground a little further down, trying to create a new tree. So he planted a tree, taking a branch from a tree which is already 3 years old. If we go by the tree, it would make sense to say, since this branch has already gone through the 3 years of Arla, the fruits that will be produced from this branch, which has been replanted a little further down, the fruits are immediately permitted because this branch has already gone through the orla process. But if we were to count, if we were to attribute the 3 years to the person that planted, that he's the one keeping track of the 3 years as it pertains to him and not as it pertains to the tree itself, lochem, it's all about you, about the person. Daf koitzkum, and according to this, it would seem as when daf nochamol onayim tzelin, that you have to start the count again. The 3 years, the shalosh onayim starts again. Funzinte odamad gemachta zanetia chadasha, from when you started a new plant. You just planted a new tree. Meaning to say, the tree is an old branch, but you planted it again. So now that you planted it again, you have to start counting again. And this new tree that comes from the old seasoned branch has to be, you have to count 3 years again. Ulafiza, and therefore, according to this, is Shitas Rashi b'Pirush al Torah, the approach of Rashi, the opinion of Rashi, as he states it in this Rashi on the Torah, al derech hapshat, which is the simple, direct meaning of the words, masim mit nechelik halacha shebetorah, it aligns with the halacha as it stands in the Torah. First, the din is, because the final halacha is, as echad anetev, echad amar, mavrich, that whether one plants a tree or one extends a tree, sometimes what they would do is bend the branch down below into the ground, bury a part of the branch in the ground while it's still attached to the old tree, and then allow another tree to start growing, and then they would cut off the branch at the source from the old tree, and now you've got a totally new tree. That's called a mavrich. So if you do that, ischaya ba'arla, you have to start arla again. So therefore, since that's the halacha, which accords with what Rashi says here, that it's about you counting, it's all about the person's 3 years, and therefore, you plant it again, you have to start counting again. Gimel, al pi zev emenoich fashtein, noch an inyan in the Pirush Rashi. Based on this, we can understand another matter in this Rashi. Noch divertem emes amoydelem shas netiyosi. After Rashi says, from when do you count, from the time of planting, is Rashi mamshuch, Rashi goes on. Und in dem selben Dibur Maschel, in the same Rashi, it doesn't even start a new Rashi, it's still the same one. Yochel emitzniyoy la'achas sholosh shonim. I would think that what happens if you take the fruits from the tree during the first 3 years, which you're not allowed to eat those trees, those fruits for 3 years. What happens if you take those fruits, you put them away, you preserve them somehow, like it's a fig tree. So you dry the figs, and now they could last for years. And you hid them away for 3 years. Yehi mutar, I would think, that after 3 years, now they're permitted again. The 3 years have passed. Now you can eat those fruits which grew during the 3 years. Talmud Loimar, so the Pasuk tells us, no. Yihiyeh. It says, Yihiyeh lachem areilim. They shall be for you off limits. So the word Yihiyeh means they remain. It also means they shall be. So they continue to be off limits. Even though it's now 5 years later, it doesn't matter. They grew during the 3 years, they're prohibited. Bahavayosa yehei, in the way that they came about, that's how they remain, which means that they're still prohibited. Dafen fashtein, so you have to understand about this Rashi. Ditzvei inyonim in Pirush Rashi, these two things that Rashi is talking about in this Rashi, one of them is moinele mishas and tiyose, that you start counting from the time of the planting. The second point is that if he put it away and wants to eat it after the 3 years, they are not connected to each other. These are two separate matters altogether. They're two halachas which are unrelated to each other. From when do you count is explaining the word 3 years. When do those 3 years start? And the second point, are you allowed to eat it after 3 years? Is a question, explains if the verite yilchem areilim, that they remain for you off limits. So shalosh shanim is one matter, yilchem areilim is another matter. The two halachas are unrelated to each other. So the question is, hatach Rashi gedaf machalik zend itzvei yonim itzvei bezundere dibra maschils. So Rashi should have separated it into two separate Rashis, with two separate introductions from the pasuk, each one quoting the words which he is now going to explain. Kedarke b'kama mekayim, as Rashi often does in many other places. Favos bring to Rashi behemshech echad. Why does Rashi bring the whole these two things in one Rashi? He lumps them together in one Rashi, in the zelven de ramaschul, in the same with the same heading. The tmiya in them is noch starker, and the question is even more pronounced. Euch der Mocker von der Minyan Yochel Yeitz Imitz Niyei. Also the source of this point, if you put it away for after 3 years, could you eat it? The answer is no. In Pirush Rashi is from Teirus Kainin. That what Rashi is saying is also taken from Teirus Kainin. Aber dort kommt es taken nicht mehr im Schuch zum Limit Meivin Seimayna. In the Teirus Kainin, it's not in continuation to the question of when do you start counting the 3 years. It's a separate matter. Nor... This is a limit fazich. It's a completely separate matter. So why in this case does Rashi change from the way the Teres Kainan presents it as two separate matters? When is a mitzarev the tzvei lemudim tzaman, and he brings together these two teachings into one Rashi. Dalad al pianal. So based on what we explain in Siv Beis paragraph 2, is this move a pashtus? We can understand why Rashi brings them together. Since the posik is emphasizing it shall be for you off limits, which means that the Torah is connecting it to the person rather than to the object itself, to the fruit itself. It's to you off limits for 3 years, rather than the fruit is prohibited for 3 years. As is adin in gavra, that it is a matter that pertains to the person rather than to the object of fruit. Kemendoch meinen, so one might think, as this is nishnor b'shaiches zum prat von shalashonim, that this doesn't pertain only to the matter of 3 years, as the minyan of zayin lachem, that the counting is up to you, which means from when you planted it, that's when it starts. That's how we explained it before. Nor as klolus iser ola is blaz lachem, but I would say that the entire halacha of arla is a matter which pertains to the person, an iser gavra, something which is attached to the person rather than to the fruit itself. Un diverte yilachem areilim, and the words they shall be for you off limits and inishtay safa of diverte varaltem arlosi as piriyay, are not just something, a new point. In addition to what he said in the beginning of the pasuk, which is they shall be for you shall consider them to be off limits the fruit, unadin blois min minyan gimel shanim, it's not only teaching you that they're for 3 years they shall be off limits, nor zeinen dem pirush von oistaych von varatam asol or losi as piriyay, rather the new words yilachem areilim is explaining what is meant by you shall consider them off limits for 3 years. In what way? As a smain blois yilachem areilim as isagavra. It's trying to say, when I say that these fruits are off limit, I mean they shall be for you off limit, which means it's something that pertains to you rather than to the fruit itself. To explain. What this means is that oib menzol onemen as the Israel is nishchalav the peiros gufa. If we were to assume or accept that the prohibition of the fruits of arla are not about the fruits themselves, nor as is blois on Israel adam, but rather it is a prohibition to the person nishtzu es in the peiros deresh to drayor, that a person is not allowed to eat the fruits for the first 3 years. It's not that the fruits are prohibited, it's that the person is not allowed to eat those fruits. Then we could have explained it this way. As nor the gimel shanim is nishtod, nor the gimel shanim is nishtod iser arla. That once the 3 years are over, and the person has counted the 3 years, he kept track, the 3 years are over. So now he is permitted to eat from this tree. And since he is now permitted to eat from this tree, I would say that it pertains a filo nishtoy the peiros v'zayin givaksin in the gimel shnei arla, that it's now the fruits that grew during the 3 years when he was not permitted to eat from them, but now that the 3 years are over, he can now eat those fruits as well, because it's about him and not about the fruits that are prohibited. Mevod gelernt, we would understand the halacha this way, as a orla is an iser gavra, that the whole matter of orla is something that pertains to the person himself. Yilachem areilim, to you it's off limits. hatole b'zman, and it's a limit, which is a 3-year limit. For 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from the fruit. Azoy vider iser chilus chometz b'pesach, similar to the prohibition to eat chometz on Pesach. Ukayetzve are similar things. As in agevisen zman torder adam nisht essen, for 8 days of Pesach, a Jew is not allowed to eat chametz. Does that mean that chametz is prohibited? No. After Pesach, you can now eat chametz. And according to the Torah, even if there's chametz that went by Pesach, but now Pesach is over, now you can eat chametz. It doesn't matter that the chametz was in existence during Pesach, or if a guy owned it during Pesach, then you're allowed to eat the chametz afterwards. It's not that comes along Pesach, all chametz becomes that is in existence today is prohibited from being eaten and forever prohibited to eaten. No, it's not forever prohibited, only during those 8 days. So I would say the same thing about Arla. The fruits that come out in the first 3 years, don't eat them during those 3 years. You wait after the 3 years, now you can start eating them. That's what I might have thought. And the reason for this is because it's a prohibition on the person, not that the Arla fruits are by definition prohibited. You, the Yid, is not allowed to eat those fruits for 3 years. Just like you, a Yid, is not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach. But after Pesach, even though the chametz was there, you can eat it. After 3 years, even though the fruits grew out on the tree during those 3 years, you can eat it after the 3 years. That's what I might have interpreted. Ubamela, and therefore, imitznil achasholoshonim, if he put it away and preserved it for 3 years, is a smutter. Now you can eat it. Because the period of prohibition is already passed. Lentman up, so therefore, we need a special teaching to tell us, no, it's not so. From Vard Yiye, because the Torah says, it shall be, which teaches that it shall remain in its prohibition even after the 3 years. Bahava Yasa Yehe, that it shall remain prohibited. When there Iser Arla, bleibt ständig of the Pedis, and that the prohibition of Arla remains, is attached to the fruits themselves, and it remains forever, Oich Nachdu Shalashonim, even after the 3 years. Hey, so now the Rebbe is going to explain what is the reason that there is, why is there a reason whether it's a prohibition attached to the object itself, or some prohibitions which are attached to the person rather than to the object itself. What is the meaning of that? The Tam Pnimi from the Mechilik Tzvishin Isa Gava Vesa Chavtza. What is the inner understanding of defining what is the difference between a prohibition which is attached to the person or to the object itself? Yeshleimer, we could say, Ados hangt up from Vanatas Kum de Chayas from the Davar Asa. Where does the energy source of that thing which is prohibited, what's the source of its energy? Where does it get its energy from? From a positive place or a negative place, as he'll now explain. Isurei Chefze, things which are a prohibition that is attached to the object itself, as the Chefetz Fazich is also that the object itself is prohibited, is when the Chefetz is Mekabel Achayis Osur, from Gimel Klibus Atmeis Lagamri. That would happen when the object receives its energy from a source which is what's called Gimel Klibus Atmeis, impure Klipas, which are something which remains impure forever. That's completely off limits to a Yid. That kind of klipa can never be elevated to Kedusha, or not in the normal process anyway. Through tshuva it could, but in the normal approach to things it cannot be elevated. And the far, and therefore is das chefze shel isur, that's why it's considered to be an object which is prohibited for always. The osur loylam, and it's always prohibited because you can't do anything for it. You can't elevate it to holiness, so you have to stay away from it. That's the reason why those like pig or things which are prohibited for us to eat, like Arla, we'll explain now about Arla, but other things which are prohibited are off limits because you can't elevate it. But there's another thing too. Isur gavra, then there is prohibitions which are attached to the person. Is ven dizach is makabla chayas stam from klibas noiga. That's when the energy of that object is receives it from what's called klipas noiga, which means it's a klipa, but it has a positive side to it, like a cloud with a silver lining. Vaskenis alaverin ktusha, and klipas noiga has a positive side to it, and therefore that, if you treat it properly, you can elevate it to holiness. On the far is a chefza shel heter, and therefore the object itself is a permitted object. Nor the gavra toras and shesim, but that the person in certain conditions is not allowed to eat that. It's not that the object is off limits, it's that there are certain conditions in which the person is not allowed to eat it. Whereas, as opposed to the other type of isur, because the object itself is completely off limits to a person, therefore there is no condition in which he's allowed to eat it. And it's no time, it's forever. When peiros arla, when it comes to the fruits of arlas, and an isur chefze, kenal barucha, they are considered a prohibition which is attached to the object itself, and that's why even after 3 years you're not allowed to eat it anyway. While zeichayis is from glima klivus admeis, because their energy comes from the source which is completely what we call gimel klivus admeis. Vida Alter Rebbe brings that up in Tanya, as the Alter Rebbe says this clearly in Tanya, that arla is from the three impure klippas, which can never be elevated. As fader tzachav no chavis vara, but you still have to understand. Bibald as der ilon alein is a dover heta, since the tree from which these fruits grow is a permitted object. Und die peter seinen doch jönig, how do you know that it's a permitted object? Because after the 3 years, that tree will produce kosher fruits, which means that the tree can't be considered Gimel Klibus Atmeis, it's soon going to be producing kosher fruits. Und die Peter sein doch jönig hayusam von dem Ilon, and these fruits, they get their energy from this tree. Wie kann sein, so then how can we say, as der Ilon allein soll seine dover am Mutter, that the tree itself is considered to be elevatable, something that could be eventually elevated. Und die Peter was kommen von dem Arois, but the fruits which come from that tree, from which they get their energy, should be considered so off the it's beyond the pale. You cannot, it's so prohibited, it's so impure that it can never be elevated. How could something that is never to be elevated come from something which could be elevated? Then if we would say that the fruits of this tree will always remain off limits, all fruits that come from the tree are always going to be prohibited. Then we could at least explain as der chelik achayis, you know, so it could be that the tree itself could be used. If you want to use the tree, you can use the tree, but the fruits are gimel klivus atmeis. We would still be able to explain it as der chelik achayis namilon, that the part of the tree from which the fruits spring forth. Then we would say the tree itself has different aspects to it. There is the trunk of the tree itself and the branches. There is from where the leaves come. There is from where the fruits come. Each one of these elements of the tree are different. The tree itself comes from a neutral place, which could either be elevated or not. But the fruits, they come from a part of the tree, from an element of the tree, which is completely off limits. That could be explainable why a fruit could come from a tree, which a fruit which is off limits could come from a tree which is okay. But that's only if the fruits were always off limits. But since after 3 years, these fruits now become okay. Then it comes out as der chelak achayishol ilan is nish from gimel klivus atmeis. So then, it's even the element of the tree which produces the fruit is also not gimel klivus atmeis. That kind of beyond redemption, because eventually they will be able to be elevated. So then, how do you explain then? Hein vi veren de peiros an isa cheftza. So then, how could fruits which come from a tree that is permitted And even after 3 years, the fruits will also be permitted. How could they produce something which is essentially beyond redemption? So we'll understand this by first explaining the Lashon from Alter Rebbe in Tanya, something that the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. He says, Veg Machalas Asuras, he talks about the prohibited foods, Me'atzameach, which come from the plant part of creation. Kamoi, for instance, he gives the example, Arla Ukalaya Kerem, Arla, which is what we're talking about. Klaya Kerem means that if somebody were to plant wheat in a vineyard, which the Torah prohibits, that becomes also completely prohibited, and you're not allowed to eat it. So the Alter Rebbe says about that, Azeir Kiyum V'chayis is from Gimel Klibas Atmeis. He says their existence and they draw their energy from Gimel Klibas Atmeis. Is medayik the Rebbe Rashab. So the Rebbe Rashab points out, as be'arla v'klaya kerem loy oma v'kiyum gufam, in regards to arla and the klaya kerem, the Alter Rebbe does not say, and the very existence of their body, which means the physical matter which makes up that fruit or that the wheat or the grapes which are prohibited in that way. So he doesn't mention that their very existence, their body, which means the matter itself, is Gimel Klibas Atmeis. Although Nishvi Frier, as opposed to earlier by Balachayim Atmeim, Basur Machila, when he talked about animals which are prohibited and therefore they're also from Gimel Klibas Atmeis, with Alter Rebbe Zog, so there the Alter Rebbe says, not Bloisei and Nefashis, that not only is their soul or their energy source from Gimel Klibas Atmeis, Oich Kiyum Gufam, he says, even the very existence of their bodies, which means the physical matter, is from Gimel Klibas Atmeis. So that the Rebbe Rashab makes that distinction. He points out that the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, does not say that the Arla is the very matter of the fruit, the very physical matter of it is also from Gimel Klibas Atmeis. And he explains it in this way. When is Mazbir, Sharei Gufam von Arla Tahar. And because Arla, the physical aspect of the fruit, is Tahar, is not something which is like an animal, a non-kosher animal, their very body is prohibited. Here, the fruits themselves, the physical aspect of the fruit, is not something which is totally off limits. Only the, in other words, he's pointing out that it's the energy which feeds that fruit for the first 3 years that's prohibited. That comes from Gimel Klibas Atmeis, but the body of the fruit itself is not from Gimel Klibas Atmeis. Is the chayin is verstandig? We have to understand about this. Peiris orlo zayne doch asel oylam. How could he say? What does he mean that it's not that the actual fruit itself is not? Is tahar. What does it mean it's tahar? It's always prohibited. As we said, if you store it away for 3 years, it's still going to be prohibited. Daftach zayin, daftach der kiyum gufam from the peder zayin from Gimel Klibas Atmeis. So then it would stand to reason that the body itself, the physical fruit, is from Gimel Klibas Atmeis. When oyv val de peder zayin from them ilon, and if the reason is because it comes from a tree which is not prohibited, is doch euch der chayes apedus von und durch der ilon. So then the energy that comes to the fruit, if you want to distinguish between the fruit itself and the energy that comes to the fruit, which is Gimel Klibas Atmeis, because the Alter Rebbe says it is Gimel Klibas Atmeis, that also comes from the tree. So how are you distinguishing something which is forever prohibited, and you're saying that the physical aspect of it, the fruit, the pulp of the fruit, is Tahar, but the energy that comes to it, that's what's prohibited. How do you explain that? Is the beer in them? So the explanation is the chiluk from kiyum na gufam un kiyum v'chayis is, what is the difference between the existence of the physical matter and the energy which comes to it? What's the difference? The guf v'geshem from the nivra, the physical matter of a body of something which is created, is b'shafing v'ramblois eimol, is only created once. when it's created, when it comes into being, that body of physical body remains. That's what it is. It's made, and that's how it stays. It could grow, it could expand, but when it came into being, that doesn't keep changing and regenerating. Und danach is men bleis mekayim de fidege metzias. And then as time goes, Hashem, of course, needs to continue to keep it in existence. If not, it would just go back to nothingness. But it's the same physical entity, body, which remains. And Hashem keeps making sure that it stays created. And the far is in dem nitzayich hashinim as man l'zman, and therefore nothing changes. It'll never change. There was a time when it was not permitted. There is a time when it is permitted. Because it's the same body. How could something that was prohibited or came from Gimel Klipas Admeis, how could it suddenly be not Gimel Klipas Admeis? It's the very same body that was there yesterday, before the 3 years were up. As zog beiten de ort von wann etes kumt kiim gufam. How could you say that the place from which the body came changed before it was coming from Gimel Klipas Admeis? After the 3 years, now it suddenly comes, the physical body comes from somewhere else. No, it's the same physical body which remains. Dakegen, on the other hand, the chayus von Sameach v'daimim, the energy that comes to a plant or even to an inanimate object, vert kesedin is chadish von das nai, is constantly renewed. The flow of energy that comes from Hashem to keep something in existence has to constantly be renewed every day. Every moment, as it's explained in many places, the pirush, in explanation of the words, which we say in the prayer in Shachris, hamachadosh betuvoy bechol yom tamid, he renews in his kindness every single day, constantly. Ma'aseh bereishis is the creation of the world from the original creation, which means that the Baal Shem Tov teaches that Hashem has to keep recreating the world constantly. If he would stop creating it for a moment, everything would turn into nothing. So it's not that he created it once and then it remains. The chayas has to keep coming constantly. As b'chol yoyim vert nimshach chayas chodesh, that every day a new energy comes to animate this existence. When the far ken ver nashini in the chayas, and therefore it could very likely be that there is a change of the chayas for the first 3 years, or rather, the chayas of the first 3 years comes from Gimel Klipas Admeis. The chayas later comes from a new source of energy. It's constantly getting a new source of energy, so it changes from where it gets its chayas. But the physical aspect of it, that how could you explain that changed? It still remains the same. And das ist der Bier bei Isser Arlen. That's the explanation in regards to the prohibition of Arlen. The Guve Geshema Ilan, the physical matter, body of the tree, was is a Dover Torah, which in essence is a neutral thing. It's fine. You could eventually be able to elevate the fruit from that tree. Blyth Torah, and therefore it remains neutral. While in them, Kenshin and Israel, because the tree has its source. The physical body of the tree has its source. If its source is from a neutral place, Klipas Noiga, so then it remains Klipas Noiga forever. Legabe dem, legabe vi, es is given frier. It can't change from the way it was before. Mashenke de chayes, but the energy source, v'koyach, mitvelechen der ilon is matzmiach de peiris, but the energy which allows the tree to produce fruits is a unze zaniyoneke von ilon, and that's the same energy from which the fruit draw their life from the tree, is b'meshach the shalosh shnei arla. So during the 3 years of arla, is a zachayis from Gimel Klipas Admeis. That's an energy which comes from Gimel Klipas Admeis. Mitzad then ven in the peiros anisa chefze, and because their energy comes from a negative place, therefore the fruit which is produced from that energy becomes prohibited. Not that the person is not permitted to eat it, but the fruit itself takes on a prohibited status, and therefore will remain forever prohibited. But then after the 3 years, a new source of energy comes to the tree. Is that the fruits of the tree in the 4th year, not only are they neutral and therefore permitted to be eaten, nor adarabba, but even more, kodesh elulin Hashem, they're considered to be sanctified, and that's why you have to bring the fourth year's fruits to Yerushalayim, so that not only is it not from a negative place, but it takes on a holiness because its source has changed. The source of its energy has changed.